Hare Krishna, this morning we were reading a pastime for which I had written a endnote, lengthy endnote, very nice endnote, if I do say so myself. And it was about greeting guests, looking after guests, what in Sanskrit is called the Atithi Deva Bhagavan, treating Atithi. Atithi means time. Atithi means those people who come untimely, uninvited guests, that even uninvited guests are treated as Bhagavan. It's a part of Vedic culture. Anyway, the pastime that led up to it was one in Nandagram where one day Lord Shiva comes to take darshan of Krishna. And when he knocks on the door, Mother Yasoda sees him, she becomes very frightened by his external appearance, man, hair, ashes, snakes on his body, very frightening, a tiger skin. And so when Lord Shiva asks, can I see your son, Mother Yasoda really says, well, Jogiji, if you come to see my son, he'll become very frightened. He's just a little boy. Perhaps if you come back when he grows up, then there'll be no risk of him being frightened off like that. Well, Lord Shiva was very, very unhappy about that. And although he knew that, you know, although he's so powerful, but he knew that he has no power or ability to transgress Mother Yasoda's order. So he retreated to a forest nearby, which is called Asheshavan. It's by an Ashikund, just near Terkadamba. Beautiful place where there's a deity of Lord Shiva called Asheshwar Mahadev. And Lord Shiva was sulking that he was unable to see his Lord. And in the meantime, Mother Yasoda is also worried, and Nanda Maharaj notices some inauspicious omens. It's like a shadow hanging over Nandagram. Krishna won't eat. He's very moody. He's crying. And Nanda Maharaj really has some doubts of what happened, what gave rise to this apparently very inauspicious atmosphere. So he asks Yasoda, is there anything that you think could be the cause of this? And the mother just says, well, this yogi came, and I didn't let him in. I didn't let him in the house because I didn't want him to scare Krishna. Ananda Maharaj became very angry, and he chastised her. He says, you're a foolish woman. He says, a saintly person comes to our house, and because of your material considerations, you chase him away. Who knows what type of bad reaction will come upon us as a result of this. So then they all go out in search of this guest. And Nanda Maharaj, he takes Krishna with him, and Mother Yasoda, and the elders, and they search high and low. Finally, they come to where Lord Shiva is sitting on the bank of Ashikund, and Mother Yasoda says, that's him. So Nanda Maharaj comes and bowed down, and they all bowed down to him. And Nanda Maharaj asks Lord Shiva to forgive his wife's indiscretion, foolishness, and asks how he can atone or make up for the offense. And first he shows him Krishna, and then Lord Shiva says, he says, I'd like to eat the remnants of your son's food. So they arrange for food to be brought from Nandagram, and Krishna eats some of it, and then Lord Shiva eats the rest. So now he's very happy, hand, Nanda Maharaj also gives him the blessing, benediction, that as long as he stays there, he'll always be able to eat the remnants of Krishna. And that's why Nandishwar Mahadev, every day outside the temple of Lord Krishna up on top of the hill, he always receives the Mahaprasadam of what's being offered to the deities, Krishna Balaram. And that's been going on ever since that time, for thousands and thousands of years. So the interesting point here, what was the content of the end note, is the principle of in Vedic culture, how important it was to actually greet guests, that guests are greeted and taken care of in the same way as one would if a lord came knocking on one's door. Srila Prabhupada makes the point that even if one's guest is an enemy, still, if he comes to take shelter, then one should treat him appropriately, treat him as if he was the Supreme Lord. And who knows? The Supreme Lord may come and knock on our door one day. To welcome someone, offer them water, sitting place, sweet words, it's the basic minimum etiquette that every grihastha must offer. Otherwise they become neglectful of their grihastha duties. When Krishna's talking to Uddhava, he's making this point that a grihastha should live in his home like a guest. In other words, in one's own home, one is a guest. Why? Well, if everything belongs to Krishna, then it's certainly not my home, so whose is it? It's Krishna's. Therefore, I'm only a guest in Krishna's home. And if another guest comes, it's just like if someone was staying in a hotel, and you have no objection to other people when they come to the hotel, it's just only natural. That's what hotels are for. In the same way, what's a house for? Other than to actually take care of guests when they come. And so, with that mood or that mentality, grihasthas are very broad-minded, very open-hearted, very ready to accept those who come to their home, give them some accommodation. In that way, they help overcome part of this very strong tendency of I and mine, which is there, particularly when the family grows. You see children, how natural it is. The children, when they play, just wherever they, it's just sort of inherent in their blood. You take their toys away and they immediately start crying, and they say, what do they say? They say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Where do they get this concept of mine? It's just, it's there. It's part of the nature of a conditioned soul, this idea of I and mine. And having to take care of family and children, it's also natural that that type of influence has its effect on grihasthas. And to counteract that, therefore, this type of conduct, this type of welcoming of guests, is part of actually grihastha dharma. It's really dharma. And when we talk about charity, it's part of being charitable. I know that in Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there's also I've seen one either in Orissa and Bengal, that in many villages they would have a little guest house. I don't mean a guest house for making money, but it was part of the function of a village, that they knew that Vaishnavas, sannyasis, sages, always wandering. So in order to provide a proper place for them that's already reserved, maintained, which when they have its own kitchen, then they have a little Vaishnav Kanda, or a little room where Vaishnavas can stay, guests can stay, and when they're ready to go, they move on. Of course, we see in the example of many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita how nicely grihasthas greet and take care of their guests. They open their home. They give them the best facilities, not secondary facilities, but best facilities. And this type of principle helps us actually become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, we're at the risk of becoming more and more attached. Many times, if we see Prabhupada's lectures and purports, he talks about this principle of Atithi Deo Bhagavan, this principle of taking good care of guests, welcoming guests into one's home. One of which, an example of which is how Srila Prabhupada said a grihasthas should invite others before they have their meal, before some grihasthas sit down to eat, that they go outside the door and call, "Anyone who's hungry, please come and eat." Of course, perhaps in our modern days, that's would look very strange, especially if we're in some suburb. Usually there aren't people walking around necessarily there who are hungry. But if we don't do that, at least in another way, we feed other people. We help support some kind of food distribution. And, of course, inviting others to one's home for the purpose of eating. If there's not people lurking outside, then one contributes in some way or one participates somehow or another in that type of program that benefits others. So, for instance, our Food for Life program is something that is really one in which grihasthas can very easily participate by themselves also going out and distributing. It's one thing to support a Food for Life program where others are doing that work, and it's something else that if someone is, the circumstances are such that people will not necessarily come to my home or come into my house because there's no one just wandering outside or sitting outside who's hungry, then I go to the hungry and I do that service. It's all part of Dharma, and by that type of Dharma, our spiritual storehouse increases, our dharmic assets increase, and we become very favored by Krishna. And of course, it helps in our path of detachment, Vairagya Vidya Bhakti Yoga, which is the only real means to enter into the path of pure devotional service. Hare Krishna.